Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy.
Do you miss Bob today, Tyler?
Yes.
So do I.
Is he golfing, or where do you think Bob is right now?
Absolutely golfing right now.
What course?
I don't know. Maybe his course, which is Chartiers.
Yeah.
We had the charity tournament Monday. It was great.
Yeah, he does a great job.
Phil Spano's Pizza. Do you ever have that? Oh, my God.
What is it?
Phil Spano, you know that guy who used to work at the arena? He has his own little pizza thing happening. He's come here before.
Really?
It's in Crinculant.
Yeah. My favorite pizza is a slice on Broadway. You know, you guys get
we
it
have
when
that
I'm not
every
here.
Wednesday.
I know. I miss it by a day. It's a joke.
No, it's in Crinculant. Sorry, Tyler.
It's all right.
Let's talk about some off-season moves here. I mean, the Panthers, we were just talking during the intermission there. They seem to have as good a chance to win three in a row as any team I've seen in a long time. The Penguins, I thought, were pretty well stocked. They took the Capitals to game six overtime.
Right.
Who knows what would have happened that year. Are you going to sit here today and predict that the Panthers will three-peat?
I think so. I still think they have that top six. They have their core. They have the goalie. They have the two stud defensemen. I can see them still going far. The biggest thing when you go two in a row, it's that third year. I think you run out of steam a little bit. That's the biggest thing. And I'm interested to see how Florida manages everyone's ice, manages like their off time, all that stuff, because they have the personnel to go all the way again. I haven't seen any team make a big splash like this. You know, Tampa. Wash is wash. They haven't added anyone. They haven't taken anyone away. You know, Phil, any of the teams. I think Carolina might be close, but Carolina can't score in the playoffs. They don't have that star firepower. They don't have the toughness. Like when I watch Carolina and Florida play, Florida literally pushed Carolina out of the building. You know, they were just physically dominant against Carolina. And when you think of the makeup of Florida Panthers, like, they can beat you up. They can play any way you want. You want to play physical, half our team runs around. You want to score goals, we have Barkov. We have all these guys that can score goals. And to see them, like, sign those three guys, the Ekblad, Marshy, and Bennett, it's insane. And when you think of Marchand, how long Marchand signed for? 6 years?
6 years.
Yeah.
It's going to be 43 at the end of that deal, Tyler.
I know. What are they're saying? He's going to be like
he'll be older than Ron.
The oldest skill coach, because he's going to be working for them. He's going to be like the $6 million skill coach. But I think now, especially with the GMs, you're going to see a lot of people trying to manipulate the contracts, trying to like play where, hey, it's front loaded and then we're signing it to a, you know, 8-year deal. All your money will come at the end, like all that kind of stuff. Or even what Jamie Benn signed for like $1 million. And then he's got, I think, $4 or $5 million in incentives. Like if he plays 20, 30, 40, 50 games, 60 games, first, second, third round. Like I think a lot of contracts are going to go like that, because when you have bonuses, I don't think they go against the cap, which helps. So that's why you start adding that. And I watch and I sit around, I'm looking at the Penguins. I think Kyle Dubas has a 5 to 10 year plan for the Penguins. I think he's trying to load up with the right players, so when those top three decide they're done, they still have a good team that can move forward without their saviors, you know. And I think he's trying to build the prospects up, the guys to get in place. It'll be interesting. Again, you're just speculating here, but I think these next 2 years, we'll probably struggle a little bit. But once we start figuring out who we have after the three, that's when you'll start seeing the true Penguins. And that's what Kyle Dubas is building for.
What'd you think of the Anthony Mantha signing and also letting go of or Nedeljkovic heading out to San Jose, your old stomping grounds?
Well, I think we knew we needed to get rid of one goalie, at least, right?
So, yeah.
And when you look at the goalies, part of that rebuild is trying to get a trying to find their next Matt Murray. And is there Matt Murray, Mirishov? Is it Blomqvist? They need to see these guys more consistently. So I think that was a good move, getting rid of Alex. I know everyone loved him, but, you know, it's a turning of a page a little bit with some of the guys that just haven't worked. Mathis, I think he's a good player. I think he's a piece to keep the Penguins pretty good. I don't think he's like one that's going to blow your socks off, but I think he's a top six guy that the Penguins are trying to fill more spots up there to push other guys into the right roles.
And can trade him if he bounces back from this knee injury and get another second round pick.
Yeah.
What about John Gibson to the Red Wings from the Ducks? Can he still play? Can he push them into the playoffs finally?
One, you better get ready for a little bit of that weather change from, you know, Newport Beach to Detroit, baby. So I think he's going to have to adjust for that. But I think he's going to have a really good year just because of Detroit, their hockey town. I think you're more engaged into the hockey. There's more pressure, and I think he'll do well in a pressure-filled town like Detroit that are expecting him to be a good goalie compared to anywhere out in California, whenever you play there.
Yeah.
The pressure comes from, like, you know, the coaches and the staff and all, you know, just playing good. But when you go to...
only 31.
Yeah, he's been around a long time.
I know.
He's been a stud goalie for a long time. But I think this will help him. He gets to move closer to home. I love John Gibson. I think he's a great guy, great everything. It just... he's probably just sick of everything in Anaheim with how their team's going and all the trades. They're firing their coach every 2 years.
Like, right.
That wears on you.
Anything else you think the Penguins should do this summer? I know you think they should trade Carlson for sure. Yes. What about Rust and Raquel?
I think you probably trade one of those guys. I would never trade Rust. I think Rust is maybe a future captain of the Pittsburgh Penguins once Sid, Gino, Letang leave. I think Brian Rust is a good candidate to be a captain for the Penguins. But Raquel, I think he had an unbelievable year. I think his stock is pretty high. He had so many goals last year. He played really well with Sid. But it all depends, like, how deep or how bad do we want us to be? Because if you want to, like, tank a little bit, you got to get Raquel. But it's going to be dark. It's going to suck when they don't win many games. And I think I read, you know, Sid never wants to leave. But if you're not winning and you're getting pumped and you're not having a good year, I think things creep into your mind. I know they wouldn't for Sid. But, again, I just don't want them losing every night. I think they still have to put on a performance. And when I look at their team, I expect a team that's going to work their butt off every, like, it's going to be a tie your boots up, bring a lunchbox kind of game for the Penguins, because that's how they're going to compete this year. They're not going to beat teams on, like, pure scoring ability or defense or goaltending. They need to outwork teams this year, and that's going to be their MO, and it should be their MO for the next 2 years.
Tyler, great stuff as always. Have a great 4th of July weekend with your family. You staying in town? What are you doing?
We are staying in town for a day, and then we're leaving, going to Virginia for a day. We're kind of all over the place, but I'm hoping, I'm supposed to golf down to Virginia on Saturday, and this wrist has got to loosen up. You golfing?
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to play through that. I'm going to be golfing in Cape May, New Jersey next week. Yeah, twice.
Good for you. Yeah. You off next week.
Oh, yeah.
He's abandoning me, Tyler.
How many rounds do you think you can do in a day?
Five.
Five?
Yeah, right.
I could. Could you?
Two. Two rounds. Like, and enjoy myself. Like, I think you go out in the morning, have lunch.
Is five rounds even possible more I think about it?
No.
Maybe three. Maybe three. Three. Yeah.
But, see, I like to do 18, come back, have a lunch, maybe go back to the room or go back, have a little snooze, cold air. And then play that 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Where the sun's not as hot and you can play to dark. That's like the best time.
That is. Plus, the best time for the beach is 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I've learned as I've gotten older, I actually hate the beach. I want to love it. Oh. I hate sitting there at noon When it's blazing hot, it's not fun. I'm sitting, sweating in the sand. What's fun about it?
Well, I've learned this from my mother and father, Dean and Jeanette, that this is what they do. When we go to Florida, we go to the beach from 9 a.m. We go for a walk on the beach. We come back, we eat breakfast, then we go to the beach from like 10 to like 12:31. We go to the room from 1 to 4. They go to the room, they rest, they relax, eat lunch, and then they say they feel so much better coming back down to the beach at 4. It's
brilliant.
Quieter.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And then we go and enjoy the beach, then we have lunch, we do, and then we have dinner, sorry. And that's the way they go. It's when it's so hot at the beach, it's tough unless you're in the ocean.
Right.
In the ocean's phenomenal.
And I'm afraid of all kinds of sea animals, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I'm
sharks,
jellyfish,
Yeah.
Fish.
Not
snapping turtles.
I think everything. Sure. I was always afraid of sharks, but
you ever been bitten by a snapping turtle?
No.
Limits of you? No.
No, I've not.
One tried to attack me. At least I thought he was.
I don't think I've ever seen a snapping turtle.
I don't know.
In the ocean?
Not in the ocean.
No, not in the ocean. Electric eels? Biting eels?
Oh, electric eels. Yeah. Are they just natural to being 15 feet from the shore,
Joe? They can electrocute you. I bet you didn't know that, Limits.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm not getting in the ocean this year.
Oh, the ocean's the best, so. You ever see, you talk about like being healthy. They say like if you walk on grass or walk in the sand or go in the ocean, you sleep so much better. It's so good
for
your body.
No doubt. The salt water is restorative.
Yeah, it's like you got to be in the ocean. And now, finally, my kids like the ocean. Because when they're younger, they didn't do much. They didn't go too far in the ocean. The waves were too big. So we started going to like Naples and that area where the waves were no waves. And now they go in the water. They look for stuff.
Now they want the waves.
Yeah. And now they want the waves. And we went to Charleston last week and they, at the hotel, we were in Kiowa, they give us the surfboards. And my kids played on those surfboards hours, just riding the waves in, you know, on their stomach.
Oh, yeah.
And now they like love it. And I'm in there banging around. My wife's pregnant, so she's not, you know, she's helping with Ozzy. But
when's the baby due?
I think it's going to come early. I think probably mid-September.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mid-September. I know. I see like babies right now. You know, some people bring.
Any chance you'll name him City Limits or her City Limits?
City Limits, Mrs. City Limits.
I think
it is an idea.
I would love that.
Really?
Do you have names?
Or just like Austin that? Would be nice.
Yeah, well, it's a
for
girl.
A girl, Austin? Yeah.
It's a girl, Limit.
I've heard of one girl named Austin. Have you ever heard, remember when Pony dished you and tried to call you old, Tyler?
Today is Malzy's 40th birthday. What did Tyler Kennedy do for a big 40th birthday banger?
Are you kidding me? I'm not 40 yet. I'm like a young 38, brother.
Man, I'm a young. Has he, TK, has he replaced Crowley on the You Know What list here?
I got it in there.
Pony seemed proud to say that.
Yeah, he did. How old are you now?
Guess how old do you think I am?
39. I'm not going to say 40.
And I turn 39 in 14 days, July 15th or whatever day it is.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, in 14 days.
Yeah, happy pre-birthday.
I'm kind of scared. I feel like I'm a guy who's going to have a midlife crisis, you know, hitting 40. Like,
yeah, I've had several daily, actually.
Where does the time go?
You know? I know. Last scary. I saw you, you were a little 20-year-old guy trying to make the Penguins.
I know.
And you did.
Yeah, it was. You got to make the most of your opportunity.
You're almost at halftime here.
Hey,
I'm in the third quarter.
Whoa.
I'm well into the third
quarter. Whoa, you think 40 is halftime, Joe?
I mean, it's around halftime if you look at average age limits.
I'd try to
take 80.
He's at least a 2-minute drive before the half.
I want to live till 90. I want to see 90.
But if they give you 85 right now, would you take it?
85? Yeah, I would take it.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. Like if someone offered me 80,
all right, 85, then you're almost at halftime.
Yeah, yeah. Like I would take 80.
You're in the middle of the second period in hockey parlance.
My mom's grandparents.
I'm in the third period. I might be in overtime soon.
My
we could be in 3-on-3.
My mom's grandparents lived till 91 and 95, and my dad's grandfather, or no, my grandfather lived until 91.
How old are you?
24.
So you're probably just entering the second quarter of a football game. You're still in the first period of
still
a hockey
in the,
game.
Yes.
He's still in the first period, Tyler.
How old, Austin?
I turned 24 in March.
Wow. I think those are some of your best years.
Yeah. I wish I could go back to
some of my worst, but for most people, some of their best.
Yeah. Like, I think 20 to 25, you're like living the life.
So when I turn 26, it's all downhill from there, Crowley?
No, I think when you turn 30 or like upper 30s, where you're like, all right, I got to start maybe living alone, start paying bills. You start, you know, family.
Yeah.
I feel when you have your first child and you're like, wow.
Limits junior.
Yeah, I got to provide. Like, that's where your life changes. Right now, you're in the prime.
No responsibilities.
That's why he's smiling so much.
Yeah. No resentments yet. No guilt, even. He's just a babe in the woods. Our little limits. Look at him in
no
there.
No resentment and no guilt?
No, not yet.
Well, I hope not.
What's the plan for you?
Me?
No, city limits for July 4th. What's, like, this weekend? You got to have a, like, if I was 25, I'd have Friday, Saturday, Sunday planned out, right or wrong, loaded up.
A lot of wiffle ball?
There will be wiffle ball on Sunday. There's wiffle ball today. They're in the other league that we play in. I'm doing Pirates pre and post on Friday, so I will be doing that at 3:15, and then the post game will probably be at, like, 7. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably be done by, like, 8:30. So
are you having a party at your house?
There is a party at my house, yes.
Thanks for inviting me and Tyler.
You were away. Tyler is also
I'll come
going
back
away.
For it, and so will Tyler.
Will you?
Yes.
Joe, you are invited.
What night?
Friday, tomorrow.
I'll be away.
And then Saturday, we'll see what the day brings before Sunday wiffle ball.
Tyler, would you go to one of Limit's family parties? They're unbelievable. Yeah. Great food.
Would you come to
people,
a wiffle ball
great
week?
Great people.
Would you take a celebrity at bat? It's honestly pretty fun.
Wiffle ball is huge. So I do hockey camps.
Yeah.
Every kid's like, we got to play wiffle ball, wiffle ball, wiffle
there
ball.
There you go. See, Joe?
It's the greatest sport ever invented. Yep. We have to go, Tyler. Thank you and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, boys.
See you together.
All right.